All right, the election this past week. I talked about Walkaway earlier. What do I think of the election? See, I was over here in Asia. I was you know, watching the election results coming on my TV. I chose not to say anything much after the election. I've been watching. You know, Taiwan has its own election, process. One of the big, fat, hairy problems that is going to come out of this is going to be the corruption involved in this recount stuff. Apparently, there are two counties in Florida that I believe it's Governor Scott. He is really going after these. See, you know, I mean, Arizona is a lost cause. And as I mentioned in the Times, probably Arizona never really was a seat lost from the Republicans because with the late senator that Trump wasn't fond of from Arizona, the maverick who would vote Democrat at all of the most inconvenient times for Republicans, it's not really a seat that was lost from the Republicans. Maybe it's a seat that is now properly labeled. So we'll see if Arizonans can figure out what's going on with Democrats. You know, I've been looking at this and thinking about this. This issue with how comfort corrupts us. We get comfortable with stuff. We work hard. We do stuff. We really put our noses to the grindstone, and we work to make something happen. And then we get awesome results. And then those results make us comfortable and lazy, and we forget the hard work that got those results. And this is what's going on in cities. I mean, in cities, they eat bread and they have hamburgers and they have hot dogs and they have spaghetti and all this stuff that was grown out on farms. And the people in the city hate the farms, but they love the food that comes from them. And they just start to take these, what do they call them, amenities? They take these things for granted. The people in the cities manage stuff and they do finance stuff, let's say. And they've got all kinds of these creative art centers, all this urban stuff, and people want different creative things, and living on top of each other in these tall buildings makes life hard. So we got to find new gadgets just to keep living. Like I want a bag that's not going to get caught in the doors when I ride the subway system. You know, we have these problems that only get created in an urban dense, you know, living situation. So there's all this think tank stuff that goes on in the city, and there's all this finance stuff that goes on. But then that's really managing and overseeing the manufacturing and the farming that happens farther out from the city. And then people want to stay in the city and then have only the city and then be only the city. And then the city is going to be all that we're going to do. Okay, but what about where are you going to make your stuff? And who's going to grow your food? And they don't think about that. Their answer is this condescending, it's always going to be there. There's always going to be food there. It's always going to be. And these things that are not for granted, they take for granted. And that's what makes a liberal Democrat a liberal Democrat. I talked about this on YouTube a little bit last week. Well, that's what's going on in these elections. Why is it that all these people in the big cities in California and we got Phoenix? Why? What's wrong with Phoenix? Why are Phoenicians, I think is what you'd call people from Phoenix, why are they, and Tucson, would we call them Tuscans? Is that a nice reference to Italy? Why would they do that? These are Arizonans. You know, they live out in cactus country. They're supposed to be hard-nosed. They've got an open carry law. I mean, since you know, crime is low, why do they want to change that stuff? What is going on? So I'm kind of curious, and I'm also curious about what Walkaway is going to be doing. Now, one of the interesting things about Walkaway, it's really a movement of revival and repentance. That's really what it is. It's a repentance movement. We thought these ideas all of our lives, and we're wrong. And that means that they're coming to the realization of what right thinking is. It's repentance. And that affected this election. And as you've got a Democrat in name, not a Democrat not in name as the senator from Arizona, who was a Republican that voted against health care repeal, and thus it was defeated. And then died and left the Senate seat vacant, whom I'm not naming because I have decency. Now that they've got a Democrat that holds that seat, and the seat is properly labeled, that Democrat, this is a young Democrat, and she's going to be arrogant. Limbaugh has been talking about this. So you got these walkawayers, everyone in this new generation, they think independently. It's the same thing what I mentioned yesterday going on with younger and older generations in China, in Chinese culture. Taiwan, Hong Kong. Young people don't want old people saying, I'm wrong, so what? It's my opinion, that's why I'm right. And you have to obey me, ha ha. Young people don't want that. They want to think critically and have their own ideas. Well, you get someone who's a liberal Democrat. Well, that's not exactly critical thinking, but they've still got some level of independent thinking. So they're not going to vote with the block of Democrats. And they're not going to let caucus party politics. It's like the Democrats kind of form their own union, kind of their own guild. You have to follow the rules or you end up in trouble. Like the Democrats in Congress will go after you. It's why Nancy Pelosi is not necessarily a shoo-in for the speaker. A lot of these young Democrats that just took these Republican seats, they might not support her. Because they aren't going to want her telling them what to do like she did with the other Democrats when the Blue Dogs took over. When Rahm Emanuel got a whole bunch of Democrats organized in the 2006 election. So, I mean, Rahm Emanuel went in. I mean, now he's the mayor of Chicago, but he went in and he got organized and he got a bunch of Democrats to talk like conservatives, which is what you've got to do to get elected in America. And then they went in and they took over the legislature. Well, Nancy Pelosi called all those blue Democrats. She became leader. They called them. Okay, this is how it is. You think you're going to go do this conservative agenda. You're not. You want chairmanships? You want us to help you? You want Democrat campaign money, which apparently is a lot. They outspent Republicans $300 million in this election. And they didn't win that much. You know what I mean? Who's really the party of big money? Who's the party of elitism? Who's the party of vote buying? Aha. So, anyhow, they're not going to want to go in and have Pelosi telling them, or Pelosi, excuse me for pronouncing it with a Z. They're not going to want to have Pelosi going in there and telling them what they are and are not going to vote for. The younger guys are not going to have it. They've been raised by Democrats. You get a trophy in school for showing up. These are pampered prissies who are always right, and no one tells them when they're wrong. We lose an election, we're going to go break windows of banks owned by Democrats and say that it's Republicans because it's big money, even though big money is Democrats. But that's thinking. We don't do that. I'm right. And so they grow up like that, and they're going to go into the Congress, and they're not going to want to have people telling them what to do. This is the thing. What idea is right and what idea is wrong? The right and wrong ideas, it's about whether it'll last. And Democrat ideas are self-destructing. One, all the people that believe in abortion are aborting the next generation. So there isn't going to be a next generation of pro-abortion voters. And then second, we've got a whole generation of don't tell me what to do's now of age and going into Congress. And they're not going to be voting as a block. Instead, you've got this senator girl who won by a very narrow margin. A very narrow margin. She is going to be arrogant. You mark my words, you heard it here first. She is going to be arrogant. She is going to irritate the people of Arizona. And they are going to unelect her in 2024 because she was so irritated. I've made a prediction for 2024 that she's going to get unelected because they're going to get fed up with her because that's what she's going to do. I said this in 2009. Obama went into office. I said, let Democrats do what Democrats do. Tick everybody off. And that's what happened. Trump came along. I said, I'm not worried. Personally, I was worried, wasn't worried about Obama because I was in Taiwan. See you tomorrow.